We are learning Maseches Megillah Daf Yedaleh Amud Aleph, and we're starting eight lines from the top of Yedaleh Amud Aleph. We just learned that Haman said Lashon Hara about the Eden to Achashverosh, and he wants to kill the Eden, and Achashverosh is masking even without the money. He says, "No problem." Hakesev Nosan Loch Va'om Lasbei Gutei Beinecha. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayosa Hamelech as Tabatoi." He took off his ring. He took off his ring and gave it to Haman. Vayitna LaHaman Ben Amdasa VaHagogi Tzara Yehudim. We had 48 Nevi'im, and we'll see exactly about that soon. 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'ois. They were Nesnavali in Yisrael, and they all couldn't bring the Klai Yisrael to Tshuva. Shekum lo yechzirum lamuta, ve'ilu hasaros tabas, the taking of tabas of Achashverosh, hechziru son lamutav. That brought us to Tshuva. Because we know that when Klai Yisrael was found, this tzara, it says, Tzoyim b'chiyim misbeid sach ve'efa yutzal l'rabim, it says, the mamish did a real tshuva. So the saras tavas of Achashverosh was stronger than all the Nevi'im. Zogti Gemara Vayta, Tana Rabbanon, Arba'om u'shmoyinu Nevi'im v'sheva Nevi'is stabil Yisrael. There were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'ois. Nevi'ois are women. V'loi poschu v'loi yisiru ha-mashkos v'tayra. But they weren't meisif anything on the Torah or take away anything from the Torah. Chutz Mikra Megillah. The only thing they were meisif on the Torah is Mikra Megillah. That's the only thing they were meisif on the Torah. And Rashi asks, "I Chanukah." So it says that was after Nevi'im already, after the period of Nevi'im. In the days of Mardchai already, there was Nevi'im, was Mardchai, Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi, all in times of Mardchai. And they were Moisef Mikra Megillah, which is a Chiddush, or Moisef a Yontif. But in Chanukah was later on. And the Mashal speaks out, not that to say that it's better, the days of after is better than that. Just saying that this is the in their times, this is the only time, the only thing they were Moisef is Mikra Megillah. Like he speaks to Hochkama, the Af Hamem Ches Nevi'im, even the 48 Nevi'im, all they were Moisev, Lo Yisiru Ela Mikra Megillah. That's the Mashal says. They are Tekanos, all the Tekanos they made, like the Mashal says, they made something of Erevin, Shlomo Melech was Mesakan Erevin, Tiel Sidayim. That's not called being Moisev, that's just a Siyog, a Geder, like a Geder for Yitzhar Shabbos, and the Tiel Sidayim is a Geder Truma. That's not called being Moisev something. Mashal Inke, Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, it's a new mitzvah. The only thing that the Nevi'im were Moisev, the only mitzvah of Moisev is Mikra Megillah. And Rashi asked him in Erechanaka, which is later on. So the only thing that Moses is Mikra Megillah. My drush, how were they Moses? This, what are they darshan? Omer Abchia Ba'oven, Omer Abishu Ben Karcha, Oma Ma'avdus L'cheiris, Amr Shira, Ma'adach Ma'avdus L'cheiris, which is by Kriyas Yamsuf. They said Shira, Memisa, and that was Avdus L'cheiris, coming from Mitzrayim L'cheiris, they said Shira, Memisa L'chaim L'kol Shekein, from sure, from Misa L'chaim, which is Purim, for sure, you have Shira. And which is the Megillah is Shira. That's what we're learning. Just like the Shira Yam from Avdus L'Cheiris, the same thing, we say Megillah to be maskil the neis, to mefarsim the neis that Hashem defas. Break the Mara, if that's true, which would be exactly like Pesach. Yehochi Hal Nami Neima. You should say Hal as well. And for the Gemara, no, you don't say Halal on Mikra Megillah. Why? If you say Oimrim Halal on Neis v'Chutz La'aretz, you only say Halal on Neis in Eretz Yisrael, not on Neis v'Chutz La'aretz. For the Gemara, you see it's Mitzrayim, the Neis v'Chutz La'aretz, Hechem Ridan. How do you say the Neis Halal on Mitzrayim? That's Chutz La'aretz also. So the Gemara says, Pasha, the Gemara, Ketanya, actually, Nichlesu Yisrael La'aretz, Huchshu Kol Aretz Lo Mashira. Before Klai Yisrael went into Eretz for the first time, so then Huchshu Kol Aretz Lo Mashira. Mishu Nichlesu La'aretz, Huchshu Kol Aretz Lo Mashira. But after they came into Eretz Yisrael already, then only Nisim Eretz Yisrael get Hal, not out of Eretz Yisrael. So basically, Mar's Teretz is like this. Mar says we learn out the new Mikra Megillah, the whole idea of the Yontav Purim from a Kal V'Chomer Ma'avdus L'Cheirus. We made a Shira and we had a Yontav. Kal V'Chomer Mikra Megillah, we're gonna say Shira. Aye, the question is say Halal. Teretz is it's Chutz La'aretz. Aye, it's Mitzrayim. That was before they went Teretz Yisrael. That's one Teretz. Rav Nachman and Ravas have two other truths into this kasha. Rav Nachman says, why don't we say Halal? Rav Nachman Amar Kriyasa Zu Halela. Kriyas Hamagila, that is Halal. And the Ran speaks out exactly what that means, that Kriyas Zu Halela. The Ran, Kriyasa Bizmano Vizichroin Tokvishonais Zehu Kahal. He says the purpose of Megillah is like basic like a hal, like a shira, like the mefarsh neis. That's like a hal. So that is hal. That's not a teretz. Third teretz, Rav Amma Bishlam Hashem. When we say hal, it makes sense. We say in halu haluka halu avdei Hashem halu Hashem Hashem. That's what we say in halal. So it makes sense. Halu avdei Hashem, loy avdei paru, not avdei paru anymore. Avdei Hashem. But here, al hacha, how avdei Hashem lo avdei chasherish? We can't say wherever avdei Hashem not chasherish, because even when they got saved from Gzeras Haman, they were still under the kingdom of Achashverosh. Akati avdei Achashverosh or not? And therefore, we can't say the halal. Even to this day, we're still under the rule of the goyim, and therefore we can't say halal for that. So there's three reasons why you can say halal. Ilap shat is because it's chutz laretz, or because it's kriyos zu halela, or the third teretz is you can't say halal avdei Hashem. Frayt the Gemara, bein l'rov erev nachman kasha, umaisit shred the brisa, v'atayim shenichnu shu laretz, after they went there to shol, hukshu kol ratz, lo yimashira. So what's going on over here? Why are they saying all the truths in the first teretz is the real teretz? You can't say halal on Nesach Chutzlaretz. And for the Gemara, no. Kivan shekalu galu, since they went to Galus, chazru lechzer chesher rishon. Once they went to Galus, so then it's like before when they're at Shaul. And therefore you could say, they hold, you could say halal on Nesach Chutzlaretz. And the only reason why it's no halal either is kriyos ezu alayla, because the Megillah is the alayla. Or you can't say halalu avdei Hashem. Break the Gemara, back to the Nevi'im. We said there were 48 Nevi'im. Break the Gemara, Vesu Lekka, only 48 Nevi'im all time. V'chsev says in the Pasuk, beginning of Shmuel, V'hi ish echad min ha-merasayim tsoifim, that's the lashon of the Pasuk. V'hi ish echad min ha-merasayim tsoifim ha-refrayim ha-shmuel ha-kona ben yeruchim ben al-yo, that's what it says in the Pasuk. So we darshan, ha-merasayim tsoifim, we don't know what that means. So we tie it means like this. Echad m'sayim tsoifim, one of the 200 Nevi'im, sh'snavelem v'yisrael, that were Mestavel Yisrael. See, at least that's 200 Nevi'im. And for the Gemara, you're right. Mahava tu v'hava, there were tons of Nevi'im. K'detayim to Nebraisa. Harbin Nevi'im omdu lehem liyashol, k'flayim k'yirtz Mitzrayim. There's really double 600,000 of 1.2 million Nevi'im, really. So why are we picking out these 48? Ela nevuos hutzuchu l'dairus nesnichtava. The nevuos that were hutzuchu l'dairus, they were written down in the Torah. There were 48 Nevi'im for that. Shle hutzuchu was not needed loy nichtava. Like the Rashi explains, what the Hutzchul Adaris means? Lilma Tshuva, to learn Tshuva, or Hira, or some kind of mitzvah. So that's the 48 Nevi'im. And Rashi actually reconciles all 48 Nevi'im. We're not going to go through all of them, but for example, it's Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yeshua, Pinchas, Nosin, David, Melech, Shloim, Melech, Achia, Shaloini. And Rashi goes through all 48. He only has 46 of them. He's missing the other two. And the Farshim talk who the other two were, but the 48 Nevi'im. It does not count, for example, Rachel and Leah. Even though they were Nevi'im also, it was not counted as one of them. Rivka, Rachel, Leah are not counted. Because they were Nichtav Ladairis, those Nevi'is. This were only counts, we'll see that by the Nevi'is, only count Sarah. For example, just giving you an example of the Nevi'is we don't count, those are ladies. But we don't count every single, Yosef is not counted either. I don't know if Yosef was a Navi or not. Akpanim, only the Nevi'im who were Nichtav Ladairis, 48 Nevi'im. So that's one pshat in the pasuk beginning of Shmuel. I'm going to say a few other pshat in the first pasuk in Shmuel. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Omar, you know what it means, Merasayim Tsoifim? It was a place. Adam Haba Meshtei Ramos, there were two mountains, Shetsoifazuazu. They could see from one mountain to the other mountain. It was like two big mountains. That's what it means, Merasayim Tsoifim. Merasayim means the Rama, something high, and Tsoif means they look from one to each other. The reason why we made a drasha, it should have said Rama. What's Ramasayim? So, and with Darshan, the drasha is there was two mountains and they could see from one to another. That doesn't mean Nevi'im. We're not arguing on the fact that we're more Nevi'im because there's another brisa that says Keflaim Kiritz Mitzrayim. I'm just saying another pshat in the Pasuk and Shmuel. A third pshat in the Pasuk and Shmuel. Rabbi Chanama, Adam Habam, Bnei Adam, Shain Berum Shalom. Elkanah was a enikel of people who were Berum Shalom. Who's that? Ma'ani Bnei Kairach, the children of Kairach. Chasiv, Uvnei Kairach Loy Mesu. The children of Kairach did not die. They found a place a little high up in Gehenim and they stayed there. So the Beruma Yishalaylam, so Elkanah is the Enikol of Kairach. We know, Taka Shmuel Anav, he was the Enikol of Kairach. That was Kairach's mistake, Rashi says in Chumash. Because he saw from him Shmuel coming out from him, who is Keneged Moshe V'Aharon. So that's the 48 Nevi'im. Now I'm going to go to the Sheva Nevi'ites. Who are they? Sheva Nevi'is Mani, who are they? Like we said, Rivka Rachel are not counted. Sheva Nevi'is Maniu, Sarah, Miriam, Devira, Chanah, Avigail, Chulda, and Esther. And the Gemara goes through each one with the Makar of their Nevi'is. Sarah, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Avi Milka, Vavi Yiska. Bam Rabbi Yitzchak, Yiska, Zu Sarah. When it says in the Pasuk, Avi Milka, Avi Yiska, Yiska is Sarah, why she calls Yiska? Lam Nakash Likrishmai, Yiska, Shesach Sav, Ruach HaKadosh. Because she had Ruach HaKadosh. And since she had Ruach HaKadosh, so we see that she's one of the Nevi'ites. We know already from other Pasuk, Shema B'Kaila, it says in the Pasuk, that the Gemara is going to say, Shenema kosh toimer lecha saros shema v'koyle. You see, she had ruach kodesh and nevius. It says there that Yisara told Avraham Avinu to throw Yishmael away. Ki lo yirish, he won't be yirish together with Yitzchak, and that's what we need l'dayrus to remember that Yitzchak is the one, Yitzchak Karla Zara, not Yishmael. So she was one of the nevius, like it says Avi Yiska, like the post says shema v'koyle. Everyone gazed at her yoifi. That's a lashon of seichin. So that's Sarah. Sarah Imenu was a neviya. Miriam, the chsiv. This is negeya parashas Shemais. Miriam, the chsiv. Vatikach Miriam haneviya achoyis aron. The pasuk says that Miriam haneviya achoyis aron took the toif and she played music and they sang Oz Yashir. What's achoyis aron? Achoyis aron lechoyis Moshe. She's only a chayis aron, not a chayis meisha. Amar Rav Nachman Rav, she's a misnabe. She said a nevuah because she a chayis aron. We know that when Aaron, after Miriam and Aaron were born, Amram was perished from Yecheved. So she was a chayis aron. She said a nevuah. She said by Meron. She said Asida imi shetelet ben shishir es Yisrael. In La'asid, my mother is going to give birth to the son who saves Klal Yisrael. V'shal shenoylad nesmal kol bayis kula. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the whole house got filled with light. The father, her father Amram, went over to her, gave a kiss on her head. Wow, mamash neviyah. Amla biti niskayim neviyah secha. Your neviyah was niskayim. They saw the whole house lit up. The kibush shlichu la'ar, but when they had to throw him into the water, Amla neviyah tapcha reisha. The father came and gave a little tap on her head. Amla biti hecha neviyah secha. Where's your neviyah? Hayinu v'chsiv v'teisatza v'achoyse mirocha gadeya. So that's why she went to watch Moshe Rabbeinu to see what's going to be the end of her nevuah. She wanted to see. So like upon me, see, Miriam also is a neviah. The third woman who is a navi, Devira. Devira, the chesiv, Devira isha neviah, eshes lapidus. She was the isha neviah, eshes lapidus. The first apostle, she was a neviah. My eshes lapidus. She was also the shayfet. My eshes lapidus. So Idarshin doesn't mean the wife of Lapidus. It means Shehoisa Oisa Psilos the Mikdash. She used to make the Psilos for the Mikdash for the Menorah. V'hi Yisheves Tachas HaTaymer. It says she used to sit under a palm tree. Maishto Tachas HaTaymer. Watch under a palm tree. On Rav Shimon and Rav Shalom Shem Yichud. Because it's a Yichud. Like the Taisa, small Taisa, you can see right here. It says, Kishabah and Elev and Yisrael Mishpat, and it came to her from Mishpat. She didn't want to be in a Makam Yichud. So she sat under a tree where everyone could see, and therefore there was no Yichud. That's one shot in Tamar. Dava'acha, my Tamar Zeh, Ein lo Elev Echad. Just like a Tamar only has sap in the trunk and not in the branches. The same thing, says only one lave. Afisol Shabbat Yisdar, lo Elev, Lev Echad, Levim Shemaim. Only one lave for the father in Shemaim, for Hashem, they were all in a very good matzv at that time. So that's the third neviyah, that's Devira. We had Sarah, Miriam, and Devira. Now comes Chana. Chana, which is Shmuel's mother, the Chsiv, it says after she had the baby, she had Shmuel, she has said a special shira. And it says in the shira like this, but the spal Chana matoyma, olatz libi b'Hashem, roma karni b'Hashem. And we darshin that roma karni l'roma pachi, dovru shloima, shenimshuk v'karen, Dovr Shlomo with Nimshach with a keren, with a horn. Nimshach Malchusam. Their Malchus continued, had eternity to it. Shaul v'Yehu, Shaul who was Shaul Melech, was from Beyamin. He didn't have any eternity to his Malchus. It ended after him. Maybe Ishbosheth, but ended after him. V'Yehu, who was one of Malchus Yisrael, Shnimshach v'Pach, they were Nimshach from a little jog, an earthenware jog. Nimshach Malchusam. Their Malchus was not Nimshach. So that is the Ruach HaKadosh. You see, she knew Roma Karni, that they're not going to be, their Malchus is not going to be Nimshach, and only the ones, Dovr Shloimu, who were Karen, from the Karen, they were Nimshach. That was her Nevius. It says, Vaita in the Pasuk there in her Shira, it says, it's called Tfilas Chano, Shira's Chano, it says, Ein Kodesh Kashem Ke'en Biltecha. Omer Avidu Bam Nashi, Al Tikri Biltecha, Levali Secha, which means that Shaloi Kabir Skar Shbaruch Minas Basav Adam. Minas Basav Adam, Maise Yodam Vala Maisai. His Maise Yodayim outlive him. That means, if he creates something, creates a house, builds a house, he makes a table, usually that table will outlive him. Avakaris Baruch Hu Mavala Maisa Yodav. Avakaris Baruch Hu outlives his Maisa Yodayim. His Maisa Yodayim are people, they all die before him. Ve'ein Tzur Kalakenu means Ein Tzayu Kalakenu. There's no someone who makes pictures, who makes, creates something, a creator like Hashem. Odom Tzar Tzur Al-Gabi HaKaisel. A person makes a picture on a Kaisel. Ve'ein Yokal Hatu Baruch Neshama. He can't put inside it a Ruach or a Neshama. or karavayim or insides b'mayim stomach of Kadosh Baruch Hu tzar tzura b'soich tzura. He can make a baby in a person umatva ruach v'sham akrayim nemeh, which is unbelievable. Nice. So that's the pasuk in Ein Tzur Kalakenu. So we already have our four neviyos. We have Sarah, Miriam, Dvaira, and Chana. Now we're going to Avigail. Avigail was Eshes Novel. Her husband's name was Novel, a very rich person, and Novel had a lot of money, and Dovid HaMelech, when he was running away from Saul, was starving. He had a whole army with him. He was very hungry. And he sent a message to Novel, please, I need some food for my people. And Novel sent him back flying with some chutzpah also. And Dovid HaMelech held, he was married by Malchus, because at that time Dovid already was Nimshach l'malucha. Saul was still the king then, but Dovid already had gotten Nimshach from Shmuel HaNavi. He held that he was married by Malchus. He wanted to kill him. So Avigail came to plead for her husband's case. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayehi recheves." Let's see from the "Vayehi recheves al chamar." She was riding a chamar to go tell David not to kill Novel. But they read this beseisah har. She went hidden in the har. Vayehi David vanoshav yardim lacrosse of tifkas yosham. They met each other. So it says, "Yardes beseisah har." Just say mina har mabayale. She from the har. She came. Quietly from the har. What's besides a bihar? What's besides a hahar? Not besides minahar. Rabbi Shmuel says to remember something else. Iski dam habam nastarim. She was coming to show David HaMelech a mara of dam, not lo dam, but rosh lo. She showed it to David HaMelech. Amar lo. So David HaMelech says, "V'chimar and dam b'layla." Could you check maras at night? Amar lo. So she said back to him, "Chidorim din nefashes b'layla." You are dan din nefashes. You want to kill Novel? Could you do that at Laila? It says in the pasuk, like Rashi says, "Din el baiker mishpat of ohaikar esem l'ashem anegas shem." The Gemara says, "Hedin darshins," that you only could pasuk and din nefashes by day. Amar lo. So David HaMelech answered, "No, this is not regular din nefashes. Meirid b'malchusu. This is meirid b'malchus, and therefore I have a right to dan even without a din tayra. The meirid b'malchus lo yitzarukum a dan only a din tayra." Amruloi, so she says back to him, "A dying shal kaim lo yetzir tevicha ba'elam." Still, shal still around, and no one knows about you yet. And there's different pshatim. This the Emek Bracha in Mitzvah Ksis Eretz says pshat is like this: that the only time you call the Merid Malchus is only in if you have an hagas malucha v'poil. If you punk the king and no one knows about it yet, there's no Merid Malchus. Only if you're ready, to have the minig, you're ready practicing king, then you have Merid Malchus. So she tired him. You're right, you're the minig king, but you're not practicing yet. Amala, so he answered, "Baruch taimech brucha at." Your reasoning is good. Brucha at asher kilisoni hayoyim azem eboy bedomim. You saved me from coming to bedomim. I would have killed Novel. You're right. I'm not going to kill him now. So for the Gemara, it should say, "Dam, what's domim tarti mashma?" And Amala made something else happen also. Shegilsa eshoikum. She's coming off the chamar. She came down with the chamar, yeah. She's getting off the chamar, gilsa shaykh, she uncovered her shaykh momentarily. V'holach la'ar gilim parsayis. Now, Tosfos explains, he went from this taiva, he walked three parsayis. Amalah, he asked her, "Ashmi'ali, marry me." And the first speaking that means, because he was planning killing Novel that night. And he said, "When I finish killing Novel, marry me." Amalah, lo'i siyaz oislach l'puka. This shouldn't be to you as a hindrance. Which means that she was tiny, she's a nida now, therefore she's awesome now. Even if you kill Novel, she's awesome right now. But it says, Loisia Zois Loch Lapuka. Smashma Zois Mechaldik Achrita. There's not a story that will happen that it will be a chet for him. Or Maniu, which one is that? Maisa de Basheva. Maisa Basheva, or Maskoni Achavoy, and Taka was like that. And that is what Rashi speaks out. That's the raya she was in Avia, because she knew about Batsheva. That's the raya she was in Avia. And she said, "Don't let this be Lapuka. Not like Batsheva." So there are two things over here that she saved David from. First of all, killing Novel. That's a dumb him. And one other one is that she was a Nida. That's all a dam. That's all a dam, Nida. And he wasn't going to marry Nida. So the Pasuk says further, "V'hoisa nefesh adoni tzuru b'tzorah chayim." It's a shayla how this comes in. This is a pasuk there that Avigail says, and some say it means because he's going to have a full kapara from Batsheva. That's what she was telling him. That David HaMelech will have a full kapara from Batsheva. And the Gemara ends off with about Avigail, "Ki have a miftura minei," when she was leaving back to her husband Novel, she saved her husband's life. "Omra lei, v'hitiv Hashem la'adoni v'zachar ta samasecha." He says, "You'd be good to my husband and remember me." Because what they were doing is, what happened really, and then the story was, Novel ended up dying right away because of Einish, by himself. Hashem killed him. And Abigail attacked a lad in the marrying David HaMelech. So when she left, she gave a little hint. She said, remember me, remember me. While she is talking pilcha, she sews. Which means over here, she has her eye, she was middle talking for novel, saving novel, but she had her eye on David HaMelech, and she was planting a seed already in his mind. Another mashal to the same thing. The chicken or the rooster walks there, but his eyes are, his eyes are looking everywhere. He makes believe he's looking down, but his eyes are looking too far away. So here also, she already was planning the future and planting the seed in David HaMelech's mind about marrying her. And Taka Kachava, after Novel died, David HaMelech married Avigail.